This is Matt Wells at UN News. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, has just made an appeal for $7 million to help treat extremely vulnerable children who are suffering from the worst form of malnutrition. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, UNICEF spokesperson Christophe Bouliérac explains how the agency provides help throughout the war-torn country and what could happen if it doesn't get the funding it needs.
The situation of malnutrition of children in Afghanistan is alarming. There are 2 million children in the country which suffer from acute malnutrition, and among them 600,000 children that suffer from severe acute malnutrition. A child that suffers from severe acute malnutrition is a child that needs urgent treatment, otherwise he might die. For instance, he's extremely weak, he can get sick very easy, and one in two children in Afghanistan is not vaccinated.
So you're telling me children are going to die within a few weeks unless you get this funding?
Well, the problem is that we are, UNICEF, the only provider, the sole provider of the treatment for these severely, acutely malnourished children. And our nutrition programs are totally underfunded. We need $26 million in 2019. We have half of it. And in 3 weeks, if we don't get urgently $7 million that will allow us to buy more than 100,000 cartons of this therapeutic food that is so life-saving, we will stop providing this treatment to 1,300 health facilities in Afghanistan, all over the country, in very remote rural areas. That means that severely, acutely malnourished children who need urgently a treatment will go to these facilities and will not have treatment.
You say all over the country. Is there anywhere in particular that has been affected by last year's drought? For example, there's also 40 years of conflict. Where are we talking really? Is it rural areas in Afghanistan?
We're talking about all of the country, but it's true that in 2018 there was a drought that affected very, very seriously 22 out of 34 provinces in the country, and it was mostly in the southwest, in the northeast. So in these very hardly affected provinces by the drought, we noticed, some data show that the level of severe acute malnutrition in these specific provinces have increased of 25%. So 4 decades of war for children, a very difficult year in 2018, a conflict that is still lasting, and children, a level of severely acutely malnourished children, 600,000, which remain unfortunately stagnant.
Of course, many might say, well, it is awful what is happening in Afghanistan, but just look at Yemen, just look at South Sudan. Why is the UNICEF appeal so important today?
It's true that when you look at the numbers, you can ring the bell for South Sudan, for Yemen, for Democratic Republic of Congo. In Afghanistan, it's a very complex situation. We need to act on emergency, but also on humanitarian, on development level. And we need to act now, just to avoid the deterioration of the nutritional situation of children in all over the country. It will be much more expensive to act when the situation will deteriorate.